Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
For every time you have a plan, a dream, an aspiration, or a goal, do you know what happens every time you have one of those? This thing comes along called life. Life is hard. It happens to everybody. Life has disappointment. It's got peaks and valleys. You're going to lose somebody you care about one day. That's a valley. Somebody going to close the plant you thought was going to stay open so you can retire. That's a valley. Somebody going to fire you for an unjust cause. That's a valley. Because it's life. You can stop thinking that life fitting to be easy, because I got news for you. It ain't.
Those problems you think you've got right now, when do problems really become problems? My problem becomes a real problem when I lose my perspective. My problem becomes a real problem when I give up and I just say, forget it. Your problem becomes a real problem when you start feeling sorry for yourself and have a pity party. Your problem becomes a real problem when you get bitter and you start blaming everybody else for your unhappiness. That's the real problem.
Guys and gals, don't give up. Man, if you get to the point where you're kind of weary and you're going, I'm facing struggles at every turn, don't give up.
You just need some faith, man. Faith don't make it easy. Faith makes it possible.
Never stop believing. I don't care what your scoreboard in your life says. Just because you're down doesn't mean you gotta stay down. You have more time in your game of life to do something about your life. You are never too down to turn things around. Believe that. But you gotta make up in your mind to stop letting things outside of you control everything inside of you. To stop letting setbacks hold your life back. That you're not gonna stop believing in you because they stop believing in you. You gotta believe in you even when they don't.
You thought for 1 minute that you broke me. You got me twisted. I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. And your problem is you're giving up too easy. I need effort from you. I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Whoever your enemy is, match the doggone effort.
Make up in your mind for real, what you gonna do with your life. Because when you make up in your mind that you're gonna win, that you're gonna conquer, that you're not gonna settle, that you're gonna bounce back, can't nothing stop that. Stop allowing the world to silence your greatness and go make the world respect.
I and other successful people wake up every day doing the same thing, fighting back against the distractions, the fears, the doubts. And we learn over time, we build into a habit to spend more time having control instead of more time being out of control. Every day is an opportunity for you to start taking control of your life.
If you want to be a champion, if you want to be successful, you've got to live an active life. You've got to live an active plan. You've got to attack the day, you've got to win the day, and you've got to stack those wins to a point of where winning is just who the f*** you are. It's time to take control. It's time to make a plan. It's time to execute on that plan.
And if you want it, you gotta be willing to work for it. If you're daydreaming more than you're working, then there's a problem. If your day does not consume of work, then you are not going to reach your goals. And so I challenge you to put in work, to have some sweat equity. That means you gotta put the video game down. And that means when everybody else is going to the movie theater over the weekend, that you may not be able to go to the movie theater. It means that you might have to stay home. It means you gotta give up something to get something. Many of you have dreams and goals, but you will never get to where you're trying to get to from the bed. You will never get there from the couch. You will never get there from sitting and talking about it until you're being about it.
I want you to go out and I want you to execute. Go out right now, work on a project, complete something that is going to move you forward.
If you will get up, get out, and do something, and put that sweat equity behind your dreams. I guarantee you'll be successful.
Sometimes horrible things happen to good people. Life isn't fair, and it can be heart-wrenching. And if you're having one of those dark days, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to feel that darkness.
When challenges and issues come back to back to back to back, and it seems like something is after me, something is attacking me, something is attacking my journey, look for the lesson in it all. You will grow through what you go through. The question is, are you willing to go through it?
When those bad things happen, what are you going to do? Are you going to let this horrible situation dictate the way you feel and the way you handle it? Are you going to fall over, fall down, fall apart? Or are you going to face this issue with courage and with resolution? You know darkness. So embrace that darkness. Don't look away from it. Own it. Step up to the challenge. No matter what you face, start walking. Take that step every day. No matter what you are facing, get up and start walking. And never surrender. And remember that even in the most wretched times, when you face darkness yourself, no matter how bad things get, remember not to stop. Remember not to pause. Remember not to hesitate. Remember to put one foot in front of the other. Take that first step and start walking. And we will fight. And in fighting, we will win. And if not the battle, and if not the war, we will win because our spirit, it will never surrender. And that is the ultimate victory, to hold your head high. And even in the face of inescapable defeat, to stand and to fight. That is to win.
Don't allow yourself a switch off button. I know there's always an answer. No matter how dark that place may be, there's always a way out. Just gotta keep going.
Hold on to that fundamental quality of faith. Have faith that on the other side of your pain is something good.
Your conditions are not always in your control. You don't always get to decide what kind of skies you face. You don't always get to decide what kind of seas you sail on. You don't always get to decide the weather forecast. There are some things that are outside of your control, but your courage is in your control. Come on, you got to keep your courage up. Your bank account might be going down, but keep your courage up. Your grades might have gone down last semester, but if you keep your courage up, you can get your grades back up. Even if everything else goes down, keep up your courage. If you got to borrow some money, if you got to take a little while, if you got to take a time out, just keep going forward and it will happen.
Fight with a focus that's looking beyond what's coming against you and looking toward what is within you, to know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Come on, you need to remember, this is not your first rodeo, cowboy. This is not the first time you cried. This is not the first time you were short of breath. This is not the first time you didn't see a way clear. This is not the first time you were hurt. This is not the first time your heart was broken. This is not the first time you didn't have enough money. This is not the first diagnosis that came up from behind.
Do you realize that every day you thought you wasn't gonna make it? Do you remember them days where you thought it was absolutely unbearable and you thought you wasn't gonna endure that one? Do you know that your survival rate for every last one of them bad days is 100%? You, your track record for surviving bad days is 100%. That's a fact. Your track record, you batting 1,000. You survived every hater. You survived all the evictions. You survived the firings. You survived all the trouble you ever been in. your survival rate is 100%. 100%.
Whatever challenges or discomfort you experience, you got to handle it. What do you want me to tell you? That it's going to be a picnic? No, it's not. Will it be challenging? Yes. It's going to kick your butt? Yes, it is. This dream you got, whatever you want to do, will it be easy to just run out there and do it? No. Will it happen overnight? No. Will it be a struggle? Yes. Will there be times when you can't make ends meet? Yes, that's a part of it. Will there be times you won't know what to do? Yes, that's a part of it. Will you have some opposition? Will things go wrong sometimes? You will have many visits to Murphy. Are you going to want to die? Yes, yes, that's a part of it. But that's just what you must go through in order to get where you want to go. And guess what? You are strong enough to do it. You're strong enough. And your life is worth whatever you have to go through. There are few people who have decided within themselves, I've got what it takes to make it. They're not afraid about tomorrow.
You're never, ever, ever, ever going to feel like doing the things you need to do in order to have what you want. You're always going to need to push yourself. You're always going to need to parent yourself.
Nobody is going to hand you the fulfillment of the dream you have in your mind about a great life you want to live. This is what's wrong with people today. They think that great lives just fall out of the fucking sky. If they dream hard enough, that their life will turn out just the way they dream. It's a fucking lie you're feeding yourself every day.
Because of how they see themselves, because of what they feel that they deserve, because of what they feel that they can create for themselves. Because these people have decided, as they look at the future, as they look at themselves, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way for me to begin to create a way out of no way. And when you have that kind of consciousness, when you have that kind of spirit, nothing can stop you. Nothing.
When you keep in mind why you started, when you keep in mind what it is you're trying to accomplish, and you think about them and focus on them a day in and day out basis, your chances of making it through these frustration curves increases tremendously. You have the fucking choice to be whatever you want to be. You could choose to persevere. You could choose to take initiative and do what needs to be done. You could choose to accept responsibility for yourself, your situation, and every fucking situation around you. You could choose to execute day in and day out. You could choose to not cut corners. You could choose to do the fucking work, and you could choose success. Your actions make that choice for you every single day. So what's it gonna be?
The number one thing that's going to change your life, the only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your money, is you must raise your standards. All of us in life have things we want. We don't get what we want. We get what we have to have. We all get what we tolerate. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes. The difference in people is their standards, period. Everyone in the world has a list of things they think they should do. I should lose weight. I should work out. I should work harder. I should make more calls. I should. And then you know what? People don't do their shoulds and they get mad at themselves. What changes people is when your should becomes a must. When suddenly the thing you said should happen has to happen. That's when human beings change. It's like if you want to take the island, burn the boats. Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must to do something versus a should. That's what makes human beings succeed.
Create a situation where you sink or swim, and you'll learn how to swim. You've got to place yourself in the midst of a storm. Most people have to wait till the shit comes crumbling down before they take action in life. I'm inviting you to create a shit storm for yourself so that you will be motivated by the wolf crying at the door, by the dog nipping at your ass, by the fire under your ass. rip the fucking band-aid off. Throw yourself off the cliff and learn how to fly on the way down.
The key to being really successful long-term is to continually put yourself in a place of being uncomfortable, which means putting your back against the wall and having to fight your way out of whatever it is that you put yourself in.
And so my invitation for you is that you raise your game to a place called world-class. Now, as you leave the herd and the cult of mediocrity and rise to being a game changer, it's a very disruptive act. And you actually threaten the masses of people around you. And that's why every visionary was first ridiculed before they were revered. And how many times have we given up on a dream because we were mocked by the people around you? And all I'm suggesting to you is when you get laughed at and ridiculed, and when people don't understand your next level of world class, that just means you've got a great dream. And that just means you're on the path of growth.
I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care if you say we outnumber. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat. Once we hit that wall, we don't quit, we don't give up. We push a switch called will, and we start using our willpower. Yes, we tired. Yes, the mind is saying give up. Yes, it's saying quit. But we cannot quit because we realize we have not reached the goal yet. This is not what I dreamed about. This is not what I said I was gonna do. This is what I talked about. This is not what it looks like. And then once we get past that place, we become comfortable with being uncomfortable. We no longer thrive to be in the comfort zone. We no longer place ourselves in positions that make us feel good, because some of what you want, some of what you're trying to get ain't in the comfort zone. And so if what you want is not in the comfort zone, you got to come out of the comfort zone to get what you want.
Absolutely refuse to quit when you know what you're doing, what you're studying, the price you're paying is going to pay enormous dividends in the long run. Remember, 3% of the population earn 97% of all the money that's being earned. It's not an accident. It's not that they're that bright. Some of them aren't. They've learned to pay the price, and they always earn the reward.
You're going to face some hard times.
You're going to get slapped around. And don't take it personal. Don't ask, why did this have to happen to me? It's called life. It happens to everybody.
You could plan your life to be ideal today, and I guarantee you there will be things that happen along the way that were unplanned, that will look as if they're unfortunate, that will feel as if the world's coming down on your shoulders. But those are also the greatest lessons. Some of the best things that we've ever learned from people happened because they were going through some time of discontent, and they said, how do I overcome this? What can I do about it? And there's other people that would have to face that if it wasn't for that knowledge, if it wasn't for that experience. But it's because they did something. They didn't just fall victim to that.
See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. You can decide that you're going to change, that you're not going to be a wimp. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
Take ownership of everything. Let other people blame their parents, their boss, or the system. Let weaker people complain that the world isn't fair. You are the leader of your life. Take ownership of everything in it.
You must eradicate excuses. You will never ever point the finger at anybody again. You will never blame another human being, even if they're wrong. You will not point the finger. You will not say, because she didn't do what she was supposed to do, or because he didn't do what he was supposed to do, I couldn't do what I was supposed to do. You're never going to say that again. You're going to take 100% ownership.
Your brain is the most powerful weapon in the world. Your brain is the only thing you have when you're going through depression, when you're going through hard times, you're going through death. Real life, you're alone.
Take full responsibility for your life. Accept where you are and the responsibility that you're going to take yourself where you want to go. We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them.
The difference between the winners in life and the people that constantly live their lives on the lowest level is that the winners handle problems better.
They look at the situation and they say, what do I need to do, instead of why me? And they look to fix the problem so that the next time around, they're prepared for it. If you want to be a real winner in life, don't try and avoid problems. Get really masterful at handling them.
Still not getting it, read it again. But if you're not getting it, write it out. And that's how I started learning. Okay, well, I gotta write out every f***ing thing I do. And then write it out again, and write it out again. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim, I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. Can't swim, go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back, your mind will say, okay, we're gonna figure it out. Because he is not going to stop. It's not like, I'm gonna try one more time. No, I gave myself no way out, and my mind realized that. They said, okay, we're gonna adapt and overcome now. So then your mind starts to get tougher and tougher, and that's how you get through things. You immerse yourself in wherever it is, and you become that. And give yourself no way out.
You must train your goddamn brain. Believe it. Speak it. Really, really can believe it. That is the difference. Get your brain in shape. Put your brain through the paces. Rid your fat ass brain of fear, doubt, self-loathing, intimidation. Get rid of it. Don't you let another motherfucker put his or her limitations on you. Nobody can't tell you what the fuck you can't do but you. You are the only one who can determine whether you can or can't do something. Decide for your fucking self what is your limitation. Try it, you son of a bitch. Try it for your fucking self. Then that is the only way to know if you can or can't do something.
There are so many people that could be extremely successful. I look around and I see potential everywhere. I see people who could be accomplishing really impressive things on a daily basis. They could be growing and impacting people at a blinding speed, but there's something stopping them. And what's stopping them is something that we hear all too often. It's fear. Not fear of something that they've actually experienced, not logical fear, but these people are most fearful of the unknown. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if that doesn't happen? And on it goes. They consistently worry themselves in circles. It's really, really f***ing tragic.
I'm afraid what's gonna happen when I fail. What are my friends gonna think when I'm coming back empty-handed? What am I gonna think of myself?
If you struggle with the fear of the unknown, you cannot beat yourself up. It's a very common thing. I get it. We all get it.
Fear will never go away. It's just that one decision. What are you gonna do with that fear? Are you gonna be fear's little bitch? Or are you gonna have fear be a personal guide into freedom?
The number one strategy to overcoming fear of the unknown is to go hard in the motherfucking paint on what you do know.
Do the thing you're afraid to do. Do it. It's not about feeling confident about going into the situation. It's not about knowing that it's going to work out. It's not about having the most detailed plan for how this thing will happen. It's about doing it. Courage. Courage is what you will experience and what you will grow when the doubt is there, but you do it anyway. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal. But progressive realization means that you're doing things that you don't know how to do. You're stepping out in faith. You're being courageous. Your self-doubt will step out of the way when you do the thing, and the power will be added to you.
I never let what I didn't know determine my future. I don't give a fuck about the unknown. What I want to know is, how can I utilize the skills I have to move me forward today? I don't spend time worrying about what might happen. I don't try to focus on what could happen. I focus on what is, and I focus on working as hard as I can and making sure no matter how frustrated I get, I replace those feelings with productive actions. And if you learn to go hard and motherfucking paint on what you do know, you will never, ever have to say what might have been.
The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. It's more important than facts. It's more important than money, than circumstance.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Successes and failures than success. It's more important than what other people think or say or do. It's more important than appearance or skill. Attitude will break your company. It'll break your home. It'll break your marriage. It can break a church. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we're going to embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people around us are going to act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable, what's going to happen in the future. The only thing we can play on is the one string we have, our attitude. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it.
You can't always control what happens around you, but you can always control what happens within you. You can always control your attitude.
The decisions you make right now is up to you. Take full ownership of your time, of your mind, of your day.
Nobody owes you anything, and nobody is going to do it for you. You have to do it yourself. This is your life. This is your responsibility to make it happen.
Your life matters. What you do in your life matters. You were born to do something great with your life. You were put here for a reason, which is to make a difference in the world, which is to change your own family's tree, which is to do something great with your life. I promise you, you were put here for that, in little ways and in big ways. And the actions of your life will echo into eternity. The question is, will that echo for you be a whisper into eternity or a roar? And you get to decide based on the actions you take every day in your life, whether the life of you, whether it had a big meaning and it roars into eternity, or whether you play small and you just whisper into eternity. You get to choose that.
There's something in you that says, I'm not going to focus on the general economy. I'm going to focus on my personal economy. There's something in you that says the most dependable hand in the world is the one at the end of your wrist. There's something in you that says always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. You are different. You have greatness within you.
Many of you will not be successful because you've got this giant goal and no steps to go with it. You're just in your mind like, girl, this is my year. How many steps? I don't know. Like, what is it going to take for you to do it? I don't know. I just know this is my year.
All of us in life have things we want. We don't get what we want. We get what we have to have. We all get what we tolerate in ourselves and other people. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes. The difference in people is their standards, period. Everyone in the world has a list of things they think they should do. I should lose weight. I should work out. I should work harder. I should make more calls. I should. And then you know what? People don't do their shoulds and they get mad at themselves and they, what I call, shit all over themselves. They beat themselves up about it. What changes people is when your should becomes a must. When suddenly the thing you said should happen has to happen. That's when human beings change. It's like if you want to take the island, burn the boats. Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must to do something versus a should. The number one thing that's going to change your life, the only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your money, change your relationship, is you must raise your standard.
If you can't stick to something for 5 days, you deserve to have a shitty life. You deserve to get your ass kicked. You deserve to be miserable. We're talking about 5 days. We're not talking about 50 years. We're not talking about the 5 years it probably takes to build something worthwhile. We're not talking about the 5 months it could take for you to lose 100 pounds. We're talking about 5 days. And you can't even stick to it for that. So what the do you think you deserve? You deserve exactly what you get. And that's the truth. That's the things your friends won't tell you when you're bitching and moaning about how your life sucks on Friday night, drinking a fucking brewski with your boys. When you should be reading or improving or working out or fucking doing something. If you can't start to tell the voice that you have in your head to sit the fuck down and shut up, you're going to have a very hard time making any year your year. What it's always going to come down to is your own actions and your own choices.
This is your year. Your year for change. It's time to make that change right now. It doesn't matter if it's the first, the second, the first week, the second week. It's a new year. You have new opportunities. There's new doors opening for you every single day. You have to just walk through them and be who you are meant to be on this earth.
In the beginning, everybody's excited. In the beginning, everybody's going to conquer the world. But after a few weeks, a few months, maybe even a few years, they start to get tired. They start to get frustrated. They start to ask, why is this so hard? They start to ask, why is this so hard for me? And they think it's just them. And they think the whole fucking universe is coming down on them. And that's when people quit. We all feel that way. We all have times of frustration. We all have times of anger. We all have times of why me? When you start feeling that massive frustration, that massive anger, that massive stress, you are about to have a breakthrough. You are about to move through an area that most people can't make it through. And you've just got to keep moving. You need to have fucking endurance. You need to have grit. You need to have the stick-to-itiveness to persevere past the point that your competition will. It's the ones who understand that things are going to improve and keep focused on the end result that make it through it. We're talking about being able to put up with more pain than the next guy. We're talking about being able to be more patient than the next person. We're talking about being able to learn more skills and take more pride in your job on a daily basis than the next person. We're talking about people who will not fucking quit.
If we have an emotional style to deal with chaos and keep going, if we have an emotional style that allows us to bounce back when everything sucks and keep going, that's what makes us successful. I tell people all the time, if this is not your vision, if it doesn't make you fully alive and express, bail. But if you know it's right for you, then resilience is everything. The ability to be resilient toward your dreams, to keep marching on when the struggle, the strife, the trial, the turmoil, the chaos, the frustration, the hurt, the anger, the disappointment, the shame, the regret, the embarrassment, when all that is there and you keep marching on, you know you'll be a successful person. It's the ability to be optimistic enough to know this too shall pass. This time shall change. I will find a way. I will honor my truth and keep pursuing my dreams. Thick and thin, storm or night, I will maintain my march. That is something that is built and ingrained into a successful person, not because they were lucky with it, not because they grew up with it, because they developed it. It's a style they developed. By doing it once, they did it again, they did it again, they did it again. The more bold and courageous you are, the more bold and courageous you'll be in the future. The more confident you are today, the more confident you'll be in the future. The more you overcome yesterday's struggles today, the more you'll be able to overcome the bigger struggles tomorrow. Never forget these things. Keep marching. Do not ever give up. Don't give up on your dream. You never know when it's going to turn out. Honor the struggle of this journey, but be persistent. Keep working at it. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be a struggle. And that is an awesome thing. You will find a way. You'll figure it out. Trust in your ability. If you got enough time, you had enough commitment, you got enough resourcefulness, you will figure out a way to get ahead. You'll bust through. You'll find it. Keep working at it. You might not know the next step for tomorrow, but when you get there, just trust in yourself. Believe in yourself at all times. You can figure things out.
If you can believe it, you can achieve it. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. This is something that you hear a lot of. And I get it. I get it because if you're going to do something, you got to believe in what you're doing. That's true. But guess what? Belief by itself doesn't get you anything. You got to impose your will. You got to be disciplined and you got to make things happen.
And so I love the process. I love it. I love working for what I want. I love the sacrifice. I love the dedication. I love the commitment. I love that. Everybody wants the prize. Nobody wants the process. Everybody wants to be a diamond. Nobody's willing to get cut. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die.
If you could fix procrastination, what would your life be like? That's why you can't blow up. You ain't got enough discipline to discipline you.
But the center of bringing any dream into fruition is self-discipline. It's getting command of your mind to be able to choose actions that are in your own best interest. Every day, we are choosing that's not in our own best interest. So if the world is attacking you and the world wants to fight you and the world's trying to hold you down, then you will stop yourself from getting what you dream. Self-discipline is the center of all material success. You cannot win the war against the world if you can't win the war against your own mind.
And there are those of you in this room, you playing. You still giving 50%. You still giving 70%. Look, quit that job. If you're going to go every day and get that job 70%, quit that job.
So if you're not finding that motivation that you want, forget about it. Instead, impose some daily discipline in your life and start today.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if you're being lazy. So if you're a winner, you ain't comfortable.
Every day I get up and give everything I got to everything I'm a part of simply because this is who I am. Like, the only thing I need every day of my life is 86,400 seconds. That's it. Like, I don't need some reward. Like, the only thing I need is breath in my body, and I'm gonna flat out go and get it.
You're not in here to get an achievement. You're in here to pay your fucking dues so later in life you never wonder what if. We just erase that out of the equation. We're putting the work in now so we never wonder what if. Not run by the clock. Run by our desire where we want to go tomorrow.
Because the more energy you give, the more that life can express through you, can create through you.
We don't know when God's going to take us out of here, so every day has got to be the best day. Every day we got to go get it. Every day we got to work out. This could be the last day, and because this could be the last day, we can't live it like we used to live it. Too many of you in this room, you act like you're going to be 200, 300. You are running out of time. Act like it.
You know what separates the winners from the losers in this world? The difference is that winners are honest with themselves about the effort that they put in. They don't blame anything but themselves when they don't get the result they're after. Instead, they recognize their own lack of effort, they take responsibility for it, and they fix the fucking issue. Only you can hold yourself back from getting what you want.
Michael Jordan said in one of his interviews, when they said, "You are unbelievable, you're the greatest basketball player of all times. Tell me about that." And he says, "Well, you're just mentioning the successes." But he says, "For me to become the greatest basketball player, I missed 9,000 shots when I was playing basketball at the NBA games." Does it make him a failure? No. We all fail. It's okay. What is not okay is that when you fail, you stay down. Whoever stays down is a loser, and winners will fail and get up. Fail and get up. Fail and get up. You always get up. That is a winner.
I can accept failure. Everyone fails at some point. I cannot accept not trying. It is your losses that will humble you. It is your losses that will give you a drive It is your losses that will allow you not to make the same mistake over and over again. You are not your past.
So I'll hear people say, if you believe it, then you can achieve it. And the problem with that is they're leaving out the most important part of the equation. And that part is work, action, actually doing something. That's what you have to do to achieve anything. Yeah, you gotta believe it, but you better get the work done.
And most people will not be successful. They will not reach whatever they wrote because when there's not anything emotionally attached to it, they're gonna quit and give up. Most people were closer than they ever thought they were to finishing that big thing, but they never finished it because they didn't feel like finishing it. Or they were doing it and it was pain. And most people quit in the pain because the pain hurts so bad that they don't know if they want to keep going to get to go. Because you're going to wake up most days and not feel like it. You're going to wake up most days and not be pumped up. You're going to wake up most days and not feel like doing it. But when you can get to a point that you do it anyway, then there's no way you won't reach any of your goals.
There's things that you know you're supposed to do as a human being. Things that you know are going to improve your life. Do those things. There's things that you know are going to make you a worse person and make your life worse. Don't do those things. Get up early. Do some kind of workout. Eat good foods. Clean your room. Make a list of things that you're supposed to do in your life. And then wake up in the morning and do those things. And no, it is not easy. But you're not going to get it from anyone else but you.
You think things are going to just go your way? Well, they're not going to just go your way. You gotta make them go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen.
Everyone seems to think that this world, this government, somebody owes them something. Nobody owes you shit. If you want something, go out there and get it. Go out there and fucking take it. That's all there is to it.
You need to stop this whining, this crying all the damn time, and get up and do something about it. And the biggest thing I see getting in the way is your fucking feelings. Fuck your feelings. Where there's a will, there's a way. When you've got air in your lungs, then you have no excuse. It's just a matter of perspective. You're either going to be a fucking sheep, or you're going to be a lion. You're going to be an attacker and a go-getter. But if you want to sit there and cry and moan and whine all the fucking time while you can't, then you sit your ass on that bench with the losers, and you stay there. But don't expect me to turn around and pat you on the back and say, hey, good job for being a fucking quitter. Get up and do something about it.
People who win fucking do sh, and people who lose talk sh. You can win if you choose to learn the things that you need to do and then fucking do them. That's reality. That's the sh nobody wants to admit, because admitting so means that you have to take responsibility for where you are currently. And you have to say, I am where I am currently because I didn't do X, Y, and Z. And guess what? That fucking hurts a little bit. But once you accept that truth, you are able to then move forward with the actions required to get you to where you want to go.
Discipline your body. Free your mind. Get up early and go. Get after it, and you will become the person you want to be. And you become that person through one small decision at a time.
There comes a day, man. Everyone's going to have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, just fucking burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your fucking ass, and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain and commitment. You were scared you were going to fail. You were scared if you started, you'd never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something fucking hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success to remind you of what you could have been. And then the fucking spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going. You're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. It's time to unwrap the potential you need. It's within you. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they're willing to work their fucking ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it wasn't about being the hardest fucking worker in the room. There is no excuse for not being the hardest worker. Yeah, someone might be bigger, stronger, faster, quicker, younger, whatever else. But there is no excuse to not be the hardest fucking worker there. And when you believe that you have the ability to do something, that the life that you're living right now is going down this direction, you fucking hate where it is. There is nothing else to do but to change direction. A belief that I cannot go that way anymore. I gotta go this way.
And what do you have to lose? You know the outcome if you continue the same shit. Why not just commit one time in your life to something? See what happens. There are no losers in the world of passion and commitment to something. No one loses there. The losers are the people that sit the starting line and never initiate. Why not believe in it? What's the other option? Is a life forgotten, man? In the acting world, if I go to the audition, I have a fucking chance of getting the part. If I don't go to the audition, I'm out of the game. I know the outcome. Nothing. Show up. Even if you get knocked on your ass, show up. At least you have a possibility. You have a chance. You have a voice of doing something with your fucking life. Believe it within you. Because every motherfucker that has ever achieved it had to believe it. When everyone else said it wasn't possible, they said it fucking was. And there they stand. Boom, did it. Your turn. Today we're going to start. And every day we're going to pay our day's dues. You're not going to close any more windows. This day it changes. Every day forward is a better day. No longer are we going to accept rhymes and society's rhymes of reason that we are average. Average is a weak mentality. We must believe it so much so that we're arrogant about it. We must be pissed off with excellence. It doesn't matter about the past. It's today. What are we doing today? What are we going to engage now? And once we engage, we commit. Once we engage, it's every fucking day we engage. Because that's the better life. It's your option, though. What are you going to do?
Most people get a little bit of success, man. They're able to pay their bills. They're able to buy a car. They're able to live in a decent house. They're able to compete with their high school buddies or their circle of friends, and they're doing okay in that circle of friends. And that's where they stay. And they stay there until they die. And I want you to think about that. That's how people get in ruts. And the only thing difference between a rut and a grave is the depth of the hole. The degree of which you're rewarded is directly proportional to the degree of hard work that you put in. Your life is a monument to the difficulty and the pain and the frustration and the that you have to deal with on a daily basis, and how good you are dealing with it. And not only how good you are dealing with it, how good you are at asking for fucking more. Being successful in life, building the life that you want, is going to take constant evolution. It is going to take constant progression. It is going to take a constant discipline towards looking for the next hardest path.
You have to make yourself uncomfortable on a consistent basis. The things that you're afraid to do, the action you're afraid to take, you gotta fucking take it. When you feel uncomfortable, you know what? I'm conditioning myself for success.
When you say to yourself, your parents say to you, maybe your parents instilled this in you, maybe it was your teacher that said to you, just be comfortable. Just be happy. Just get enough. No, we want freedom. I don't want comfort. You want to have an exciting, adventurous life. I want prosperity and abundance. I don't want comfort.
If you have a habit that you do things on a consistent basis that you don't usually do, it makes you scared. It scares the out of you. It makes you stretch your comfort zone. And if you do that, not one time, not two times, not three times, but hundreds and hundreds of times.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft, so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly. You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie.
I'm obsessed with improvement. Every day I'm getting better. There are those of you with phones, and every new phone that comes out, you get it. Every upgrade, you get it. Every piece of software, you get it. You are upgrading your technology, and you've not upgraded yourself. So listen to me. There are those of you saying, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be the best at this company, right? But your value system says you believe in sleep more than you believe in grinding. Your value system says you are a consumer and not a producer. And if you're going to go to the next level, your values are going to have to change. We do not retreat. We do not give up. We do not surrender. And the reason why most of you are not successful is because every single time stuff not going your way, you give up, you quit, you let go, and people feel weakness. They feel it. You can feel when somebody's not committed, when they're not all in, when they're not dedicated. And there's another level you get to when you go all in. You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. And I dare you, under every single circumstance, keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream, because that's where true success is.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.